Welcome to Security Guy Radio at As Is 2016 in beautiful Orlando, Florida. What's your name, sir?
My name is Rob Leidick. I'm the Global VP of Sales at Isonas.
Give me your website and spell that for my nieces and nephews who cannot spell.
Absolutely. It's www.isonas.com.
Excellent. Now, what does Isonas do?
Isonas manufactures pure IP access control, both from a hardware perspective and a software perspective.
Now, define pure, because people throw IP around, they throw Internet of Things around, and I don't see many people use that term in front of IP. So tell us what that means.
That's beautiful. That's actually a great intro. So as it relates to access control has traditionally always been a panel-based analog scenario.
That's true, right? And it's connected to somebody, but it's a panel, right?
That is correct. And it's always been a Wiegand-wired, really complex proprietary systems.
Right.
What they did to accomplish a networking aspect of it was they used those 1980 circuit boards and they placed an RJ45 on it and they said it's a networked device now.
Well, that's true. That's
but
what
it didn't
they
necessarily
do.
Scale.
Right.
It didn't scale as a network device that a camera would. It didn't scale as you would find your phone or any other Internet of Things device. Our hardware proposition, our hardware product, we're very different. We turned the world upside down. All the access control manufacturers are all panel-based. They're software companies. We're a hardware company. We're a hardware company that manufactures a pure IP access control piece of hardware where the reader is the panel. It's a reader controller product.
So you're now an IP address, whereas before that old circuit board was just kind of, like you say, connected, and eventually you could come up and find it. But you're like a camera now, like a computer now, you're an address on the web.
That is correct.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So as you look at the product itself.
Oh, here, let's take a look at that.
This is the access control system.
Okay.
The reader controller is the access control system. So all the intelligence, everything is actually holistically contained there.
Right.
So all I have to run is a Category 5E or Category 6 with standard power over Ethernet. Plug
right.
that in, no different than a camera.
Standard Ethernet power.
Standard Ethernet power.
That's a big deal. I had the Fox Network Center, and I designed and built the whole system. We had door contacts, blah, 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 hundreds of cameras, all kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, trying to get power to a door so I could have a reader there? No fun. And
right.
then you had to say, can I put in future conduit? Nope, we're going to value engineer that out. And then one day when I wanted to change my door, guess what? Can't do it.
Correct.
No problem with this.
No problem with that.
That's amazing. Because you can get a wire almost anyway, just a wire.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so
now that's amazing.
I power the standard power over Ethernet, connect up all my door hardware, and said, I'm done. So it truly is that pure IP.
Now, by the way, for my podcast people that aren't going to see this on video, I'm just looking at a little box about a little bigger than a wallet maybe. And has all my keypads on the front of it, and it's about as thin as a wallet too.
Correct.
Not very big.
About 3/4 inch thick.
What kind of memory does this thing have? And how many?
64,000 cards and 5,000 events before it wants to communicate back to.
It'll store locally.
It'll store
so
locally.
So if my power goes off, I have some kind of crisis. And this is what we had in the old days. That's why we had so many control panels.
Correct.
Because we didn't want to lose the data because it was volatile, right? Not this kind of capacity, but. You have really upped the bar on storage on this, so I don't have to worry about it if I'm out for 3 or 4 days until I can get this connected to the network and then upload it and save it and all that kind of stuff. That's amazing. Now, I'm going to go one further. You got one of these that's wireless?
We don't, and so there's not embedded wireless in it.
Okay.
But there is wireless capability. So once it's a network device, it becomes very, very easy to make that communicate via a wireless mesh, via a wireless LAN, whatever you wanted to be able to do, because it's now a network device, no different than a camera.
Yeah.
The camera doesn't need to have a wireless embedded into it to make it wireless. Just easily connect that up to any wireless router or connect that up to wireless mesh network
now,
and transport that traffic.
Let's talk about connectivity, because I was just speaking with a bunch of people about this issue. The industry is moving to sharing. So, Honeywell and Tyco have a deal where, they're going to make each other's stuff easier to read because big enterprises sometimes have both. And why not make them both read with each other? Is this kind of like agnostic that, anybody can plug and read this on any system? Or is it proprietary? Or do I have to use, special information to set it up?
Great. So we strongly believe in an open platform.
Okay.
Not only from our hardware perspective, but enabling customers to have that flexibility to use their existing cards, their existing credentials, that HID, whether it be a Prox or the 13.56 multi-frequency product.
Yeah.
We also, on these reader controllers, now enable Bluetooth. So
moving to
that mobile credential as well is becoming really, really powerful.
That's where it's going to go. I think that's my prediction, that
Correct.
We don't need all these little cards that cost $15. Everybody's got a phone.
Absolutely. And that market that's driving that is honestly the higher education market, where students at colleges and universities They don't like cards.
No.
They're going to lose those cards. They have to go back to the registrars.
My kids hate the man.
Correct.
My kids are 1960s hippies now and rebels, and they hate the government and everybody. It's really weird.
It's a bit bizarre.
It's skipped a generation and gone backwards.
There you go.
Very interesting. Now, so this plug and play, we have wireless capability. We're using local power of the Ethernet, which is fabulous. Scalability, we can plug and play as many of these as we can or want to. Affordability, is this for a large enterprise? Can a small business with two doors, you know, plug and play this? Can I set it up my computer at the office and make it all work?
You can.
So it looks like you can.
The majority of our systems start as one door.
And
then they grow to hundreds or thousands of doors. Because it's a network device, the scalability associated with it is not linked to hardware limitations. It's linked to what can your software do? Whether it be operating an hour cloud access control software, which allows for it to be deployed anywhere over any geography across the world in an unlimited amount, or whether I want to associate our unique hardware with a third-party software. So today, we've been demonstrating our product inside of Open Options, which is an access control software manufacturer, traditionally a Mercury-based product.
Okay.
They've now integrated our piece of hardware as a third-party piece of hardware to operate in their software because they have greater features and benefits than we would ever have.
Right.
So
it's fabulous.
That not only from an open platform perspective, but also the scalability, whether it be one door, 1,000 doors, and we've got customers that span all between that. But you want to put it in your office, great. You grow to a larger corporation, phenomenal. If I go into a K-12 and they expand their facility and they want to have a trailer out because they expanded their physical facility, they can put it on that very easily and very simply. And then they can move it into the rest of their buildings. They can move in their district. And then if their district said, I want to communicate with the police, they can do that as well and simply provide a user login without any additional licensing or complex issues associated.
Now, is this pretty unique in the biz?
It's very unique.
It seems like it. I see a lot of stuff, but I don't remember seeing something like this.
Yeah.
I got to say.
We have the intellectual property on the patents of an all-in-one reader controller.
Oh, cool.
Being able to use the standard power everything. And we're
Security Guy Radio always gets these exclusives. This is fabulous.
You are exclusive. And so we're not a new company either.
The company was founded in 1999. Yeah.
But it wasn't until the last couple of years that we really come into our own as it relates to getting the message out. Scaling the business, enabling us to meet a larger number of integrators, meet a larger number of distributors, and really grow. So today we're in 28 countries internationally.
Wow.
And we continue to grow, mostly in English-speaking countries at this point, but we've scaled our business.
Quick question on the multiple countries. Every country has a different law about protection of personal information. In Germany, if you're saving anything on that reader, which you have to save something for backup and such, I know it's technically not your data because you're the hardware, so to speak, right?
Correct.
But do you have any restrictions you got to look at and say, well, we only save it for 30 seconds, and so we're okay, we're in compliance on that kind of thing?
So our compliance issue comes not associated with the hardware proposition, but actually the cloud services.
Okay.
So the physical software. So as we deploy our cloud services, we can't deploy today unless we have a server physically in Germany. There's other countries like that, South Africa and a number of others,
right,
where from the software proposition, we have to have that. But in terms of storing it locally, we don't run into those regulations because we comply with those.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, the world's getting complicated with that kind of stuff.
It is.
We're splitting into everybody's open and very restrictive. And there's really not this middle like there used to be. It's very interesting.
That is correct.
Give us your website one more time and spell it for me.
It is www.isonas.com. That's I-S-O-N-A-S.com.
And your name again?
My name is Rob Leidick, and I'm the global VP of
Rob,
sales
one of my favorite products here at AS is 2016, I got to say.
Thank you so much for the time.
I might need a couple of those at the studio. We got a couple
I think that's a great idea.
Suspicious characters trying to get in and see the show sometimes. So
all right.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you so much.
Very good interview. That was excellent.